there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan here, and a very not familiar to the VEASAN folks always, but to maybe the Gaughan Racing guys. Wes, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Brendan. Good to be with you and talk about some racing down in Hotlanta.
Nope, we are excited to have you. Mr. Motley, of course, that he is in Atlanta right now. Mm-hmm. He's actually on an airplane flying there. SMI, those guys, they work them. The Vegas track has to take care of like all these tracks. So
right.
Motley had to go and babysit Atlanta Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. So we got lucky. We got real. Listen, I got to be good today. I got a pro in the booth. You know, we got Pritch that comes in later. We got to straighten up. Now I got to try to be good. I got to get my outs. I got to make my numbers today. Otherwise, Wes will never do a show with me again. So, Wes, thank you for joining us. Glad you're here. We've been talking a little off show. I love the fact that, did Wes Reynolds know anything about racing really before VEASAN and started coming in here and talk about these things?
Well, I grew up just about 10 minutes from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so maybe not as much stock car racing, even though stock car very popular in Indianapolis, but I grew up around IMS and the Indy 500. My grandfather was the fire chief out there at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so born and raised there at the Brickyard at 16th and Georgetown.
We like it. We like it. So that's what's been fun, though, is with VEASAN and sports betting now, man, it's so much fun talking to all you guys and getting to get – look, I'm a traditional guy, right? I've had both. I was racing. I've been gambling my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's fun watching you guys that know how to do so much gambling talk a little racing. And now you're even able to come in and co-host these shows with us and know what we're talking about. Let's get on to what we were talking about, though. We had Phoenix this weekend, and I know it's not cup racing, but I got to bring it up because, of course, Noah Gregson drives my Little Beard Motorsports team. Noah Gregson, of course, a Las Vegas native, family huge here. You just found out that Noah's father was the old mayor, Mayor Orrin Gregson.
Yeah, I knew he was from here and born and raised here, went to Bishop Gorman High School, but I did not know that his great-grandfather was the mayor of fine city.
That's right. I-95, named after the Orrin K. Gregson Freeway. So, Noah, great job this season, but finally gets the win at Phoenix, third at Daytona, second California, second Vegas, first at Phoenix. It's absolutely kicking butt this season. Matter of fact, I think he's on track. He's tied a record, and if he does it again this weekend with another top three, he sets a record. But way to go, Noah. I know it's not cup. We're supposed to be talking cup racing, but I got to bring in a little Noah Gregson love because I'm proud of the kid, man. He's looking really, really strong. So now let's get back to our regular schedule, talking about what we bet on, and that is the cup races, guys. And Chase Briscoe, you and I were talking off air. Another huge long shot, 50-1 to win this race. For a top three, 14-1. Group E was 250. The top four, 15-1. He's gone, and Jeff and I talk all season long, and Wes, you can talk about this better than I ever could. His preseason odds were 80-1. He's now 18-1. I repeatedly, if you're going to bet a future, I tell you to look at those numbers at the start of the season.
Bet them early.
Bet them early. 80-1, 18-1. If you did not have 10 bucks on Chase Briscoe, you absolutely missed the boat now.
Well, I remember being here with you last year during a Super Bowl weekend. You're like, Kyle Larson, man, it's going to be a different year for him. Yeah, and I got him at 14-1 for the championship. I was like, okay, now everybody wants to bet him. I'm like, you're not seeing 14-1. You're going to see three. So, yeah, we saw the same thing with Cindrich after Daytona, that his odds drifted. And, you know, we were kind of talking before the show, and I was like, it seems like so much more wide open. Now, keep in mind, Chase Briscoe is with Stuart Haas Racing, one of the best teams in all of NASCAR. Same thing with Cindrich, with Penske. So all the big teams are still winning, just more drivers are winning. And I asked you before the show, and I'm interested in your thoughts, do you think it's because the car is new and just like everybody is kind of on the same learning curve right now?
I think what you've seen is the names that have won are Cindrich, Briscoe, first career wins. You've seen a lot of that. I was telling you, last year when we started the season, we had three double-digit. We started the year with like six double-digit, but three or four of them were these big 50-1 long-shot winners. So we've seen that before. What we're really seeing, and if you look at the results, when we pop up the Phoenix results, this, Wes, is the telling part. Ross Chastain, 11-1 for a top three. Tyler Reddick, plus 700 for a top three. I want you to look at that finish position at Phoenix. You've got Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, Kurt Busch in 23-11, Daniel Suarez Trackhouse, both Trackhouse racing teams in the top 10, and Chris Buescher, the first top 10 by RFK this season in a points-paying race. Those are not – you're seeing – we were watching, of course,
With all the college basketball going on
so
right now.
To make an analogy, you know, what this new car has done, Wes, is it's taken the Trackhouse team, which last year they were a 12 seed, 11 seed, 10 seed. Richard Childress, an 8-9 seed. It's made those 8-9 seeds 2 and 3 seeds. It's made that Trackhouse Racing a 4-5 seed. And it's really tightened those guys. Now, I'm not picking on people here. Spire Motorsports, you know,
That's a small team.
Small one-car teams. You know, Front Row, it's taken some of these guys that are still... It hasn't helped them. Like, people were saying, oh, my God, everybody's going... No. Time out. There's nothing ever going to make everybody through the field that way. But it has definitely taken these second-tier mid-majors, call them, and put them in the majors. And our top 10s are showing that right there. We also have a little stat. It was Kevin Harvick's 18 straight top 10 at Phoenix.
And, you
which
know, kind of adding on to what you were saying there, it seems like the power teams, the JGRs and the Hendricks and the Penskes, they're still the Kentuckys and the Dukes and the Gonzagas. They're still the same programs. It's just all these other teams are kind of rising up with them. Now, I'm curious to see, as they have more races under this new car, if water's kind of going to find its level, and then we're going to see the usual suspects win more races like they usually do.
I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot more people become usual suspects. You're going to see a lot more of the Trackhouse Racing boys, the RCR boys,
so
the Richard
Petty boys. So
it's
not going to be like your normal 6 to 8 guys necessarily.
You're going to see the same four race teams, but you're going to see all their drivers be more competitive is what I think. And it shows right here. Let's go to the Phoenix prop bet results. Top Ford, Chase Briscoe, 15-1. How about your top Chevy? Ross Chastain, 19-1. And you look at your top Toyota, Kurt Busch at 5-1 or at 13-1.
Yes.
Now, before the race, I promise you, Jeff Motley and I, there wasn't one of those that we picked to be the top Chevy, Ford, or Toyota.
If you're a horse bettor and you've got that exact, you're getting paid off based off that results in Phoenix last week. And you know, Atlanta is even going to be more unpredictable.
Well, and that's what we got to now we're moving into the next part of the thing, but Atlanta's going to be tough. Let's talk about the next couple races real quick. We have this week what we're here to talk about, the Folds of Honor Quick Trick 500. Then after that, we're going to Circuit of the Americas down at COTA, down in Texas.
Beautiful facility.
That race last year that was so amazing with the rain and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we stay away this year. Richmond to the Toyota Owners 400, BME Maximum Pain Relief 500 at Martinsville. And then, wow, they really blanketed the southeast right there. Richmond, Martinsville, then to Bristol. Not Connecticut, by the way. I you can tell VSiN is a sports network that talks about sports more. It is Bristol, Tennessee. not.
Yeah. Bristol, Tennessee, a little bit different than Bristol, Connecticut. But you were talking about at COTA there in Austin. See, that's the driver in you. You're like, I hope the rain stays away. We as fans, we love racing in the rain.
I love racing in the rain. I love it. Now, that was a little excessive right there. It was the middle of the dang hurricane. They were still trying to race.
Yeah.
But look at the races. You got this new track in Atlanta to a road course to a traditional short track to the shortest track and then to the dirt race at Bristol. Great races coming up, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch if you're a race fan and a lot of fun to bet. Now, what is not going to be fun to bet
is this week.
Yeah. Yeah, Wes, you and I were talking. You said that you saw, you know, Karina took such great care of us and gave us all the track records at Hotlanta. Trends at Hotlanta. Guess what all this means now?
You just rip them up.
Absolutely nothing. This is a brand new style racetrack. Guys, they've taken the Super Speedway package from Daytona Talladega. They brought it into Atlanta. We have no clue what we're going to see. Now, you want to talk about people that have notoriously done well, though? Here they are. The Hotlanta guys. Kurt Busch, 16 top 10s in 31 races. That's 50%. Kevin Harvick, same thing. I mean, that's phenomenal. You look at some of these guys, you know, Ryan Blaney, three races, three top fives, seven races total, three top fives. You know, there are some great stats on guys right there. Chase Elliott, his home track, no wins, but five top tens in seven starts. That's fantastic. You got guys that aren't good at Atlanta. You got off my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta. I think Karina, who put this together for us, Karina Howe, is a big Full House fan, because I remember the character DJ Candace Cameron, as played by Candace Cameron, would have went, oh, my Lanta. You know, like, oh, my God. And that's where maybe she got that
yeah,
from.
Yeah, so you're looking at Eric Almirola, who's off to a phenomenal start this season, is zero top tens or two top tens in 12 races. Austin Dillon only one. So you got guys that you can take, and you can look at this all you want and say, Wes, oh, these guys no good there.
Right.
Hotlanta guy is good there. What you do with all that paperwork for this race this year is...
Well, and if this is going to race, I don't want to say restrictor plate race, but this is a super speedway package. And I know I saw some quotes from Kyle Busch. They do think that there's going to be some similarities there with Daytona and Talladega. So you look at the Oh My Lanta column there. All those guys have been pretty darn good at Daytona. Michael McDowell, Eric Almirola, Ricky Stenhouse, Austin Dillon. And those are guys down the board. If we kind of continue the pattern of maybe guys a little bit down the board here that are winning these races, don't ignore those four.
That is absolutely, Wes, the greatest observation. You beat everybody to the punch. You just looked at the guys that weren't good and went, wait a sec. You know that Michael McDowell, last year's Daytona 500 winner, the year before Austin Dillon, Ricky Stenhouse does so good there.
Ricky Stenhouse is always good on plate tracks.
So, and Eric Almirola. You're talking about four of the guys that are great on plate track. We call them Super Speedway now, just so NASCAR doesn't get mad at me. But those four guys who have never been good here, well, wait, hold on. What race are we going to see? On my little computer screen here that I always bring, I have my racing reference up, you know, has all my stats.
Yes.
You know what I actually have pulled up instead of Atlanta? I have Super Speedway tracks pulled up.
Exactly. Exactly. So, maybe some crossover with Daytona and Talladega this week.
Well, for like I said, for bettors, this is not the week, Wes, me and you are probably going to bet. I think we've been okay to bet on the others. This one's going to be tough. All right, guys. When we come back, me and Wes are going to break down. Now, get into the Quick Trip. The Folds of Honor Quick Trip 400. Get into the odds and all the good stuff when we come back. We'll see you in a second on Gone Racing.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast
is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back in, everybody. Wes Reynolds, Brendan Gaughan, sitting in here for Jeff Motley on Gaughan Racing. And once again, Motley in Atlanta, heading to Atlanta right now. And Wes, you and me are left sitting here to try to go through this. Jeff loves to say the word when it comes to restrictor plates or super speedways, crapshoot.
Yes.
We get to add the word to Atlanta this year. Let me give a quick why I'm saying this so much right now, guys. They have repaved Atlanta for the betters. They've repaved it, and they've rebanked it. And what happened with this new car was they went to test it, and it could go 230 miles an hour. And
right.
They went, yeah, no, we're not doing that. So they put the Super Speedway package. That means no throttle, just like you see at Daytona Talladega, where we're full throttle the whole time, and you drag the brake pedal to slow yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
We think we are going to see a very similar Super Speedway-style race. Pack racing, everybody kind of on top of each other. So that's why we're going to be caveating all this with, we really don't know why Wes had the great observation of the, oh, my Lantas.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Karina has confirmed Wes Reynolds is the man. That was where the reference came from.
Karina knew I would be the only one to get like totally random references. I'm Mr. Random around here.
We
at least got it. But what you were saying, Brendan, in terms of, you know, the different, obviously a repave last year and then the different package, it used to be at Atlanta, the concern was always tires, tires, tires. And now our tires, tires, tires going to be a concern in addition to everything else.
Well, they shouldn't be as big a concern because new asphalt, perfectly sealed, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old Atlanta track, really wide. The speeds are still going to be way up. So tires will still be where I think Daytona and Talladega, they're so much wider.
Yes.
So the tire doesn't take quite as much heat. I think you still have a tight radius corner. You're still going to have tires here. I think the odds makers, though, absolutely are thinking along the lines you and I are. So getting into the odds, how about this? The favorite to win a race is double digit. We
right.
are guaranteed a double digit yes. odd winner this week.
You know, and I think it was Eric Almirola. I read a quote from him. He's like, everybody's a rookie.
That's right.
Everybody's a rookie this week. And we saw a rookie, of course, at a big price in Chase Briscoe at 50-1 in Phoenix.
So the odds this week, we got Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney start off at 10-1s. Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin at 12. Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch over at 13. Harvick, Bowman, Byron at 15. Truex and Tyler Reddick at 16s, Chase Briscoe 18, Brad Kay, Austin Cindric, Bubba Wallace, Kurt Busch all at 20, Eric Almirola, Ross Chastain at 25s. You finish out the first page with Austin Dillon and Seabell at 30 and 40-1. And like you said, I think there's a lot of people that can win here.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to go off of on my two stats here, I've got Atlanta and I've got Super Speedway. Well, I can look and say, okay, well, Atlanta, but it's a different track. It's going to be, which way do I bet? For me, I think there's a great way to hedge some of these bets here. You can balance these out with top, you know, maybe pick some of the guys that you think run good at Atlanta.
Right.
But at the same time, I think I can mix some of these higher odd guys in the group.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't want to go with the outrights, and I know we'll get to the groups later and we'll get to top threes, top fives, and then depending on your shop, I know we speak with DraftKings odds mm-hmm. mostly on this program, but others, you know, they might have top fives, maybe they have top tens or something like that, but this is a good week to do it because you got some guys down the board. We haven't even gotten to the second page, and there it is on the graphic. You know, Ricky Stenhouse, Michael McDowell, really traditionally good plate racers, so you can get these guys down the board, and these would be a good week to, I think, use those for the props.
Absolutely. The guys we just talked about in my pre-race, the guys that are running good, Ricky Stenhouse, 40-1, Eric Jones and Daniel Suarez with Michael McDowell, all 50. Those are three guys that run great at restrictor plates or super speedways and have been running really strong, Jones and Suarez lately. Buescher, 60, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley, 80, Cole Custer, 80, Ty Dillon, 90, Noah Gregson, 90.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that's hot in the other series, I mean, anything past that 90, I think you're stretching a little bit.
Now, Noah, this week, who we mentioned at the top of the show, gave him the shout-out for his Xfinity domination. Is he he's racing for colleague this week.
This
That's the 16 yep. car, right?
This is the 16 car, and he's been running really good. The 16 car, last week at Phoenix, their worst weekend, they have run really strong to start the season. So has colleague. So not a far stretch to say if this is a crapshoot-style race and he ran so good at Daytona for me in the Beard Oil car, not a long stretch to say you want to take your super luck long shot.
Yeah,
throw $5 on Noah to one at 90-1.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to hurt my feelings, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I know they're with smaller teams now, but I look at a couple guys way at the bottom there, and it's probably maybe too big of a reach. But look, David Ragan and Greg Biffle have won on plate tracks. I know.
Well, Greg Biffle 250-1.
I know, that just seems absurd, doesn't it?
I kind of chuckle. You know, we didn't even talk about that. You could make an argument for a Greg Biffle, maybe. I mean, that's not a terrible too far of a stretch. It is Greg, so I should have mentioned that. 250. And David Ragan, 250. Another great race.
Yeah, won at Daytona.
Yeah, he won
the summer
last
race.
Year. So not some bad ones there. But here's where, look, this one, if we say it's such a crapshoot, betting to win, tough mm-hmm. to do. You're betting a one horse in a 40-horse field. A little difficult. Let's go to the top threes. Like you mentioned, some guys have top fives, top tens. We talk about the top threes here. And you start off with the hottest hand in the sport, absolutely. Kyle Larson, 250. Ryan Blaney there with him at 250. Logano, 260. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, 280s. Harvick, Bowman, Byron at 400. Martin Truex Jr., 450. Reddick, Briscoe, fives. Then you got a couple 550s here. Wow, how about that? Brad Kay, Austin Cindric, Bubba Wallace, Kurt Busch, all at 550. Almirola, 7. Chastain, 7. AD and Ricky Stenhouse at 850s, both. You know, DraftKings always gets a little tight, in my personal opinion, when mm-hmm. you see some of these odds. But Austin Dillon at 850, as well as Childress has been running, and now it's a super speedway style race. Brad Keselowski had such a great speed weeks.
Yeah.
You know, there he is, 650 for Austin Dillon, or Austin Cindric, your winner, at 550. I can make a lot of argument for a lot of guys with a decent top three return.
Yeah, I think you could do the same for Eric Almirola as yep. well. I noticed him at $7 at 7-1. Almirola so far this year, 5th at Daytona, 6th at California, 6th in Vegas, 12th last week in Phoenix. Look, that's consistency here for Almirola. You know, new ride and everything. So I think that that's a guy that has value. And then whenever I think of plate tracks, and look, it's kind of boom or bust with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You know, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is out going to win, or he's going to cause the big one at the end, you know. So we've seen really everything with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. But nevertheless, when you get these super speedway tracks, he is mad fast pretty much every single
time. Do you listen to me and Jeff?
I do.
We have a lot of fun talking about Ricky.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is always in the mix for something. At least we know that, and could be in the mix to be a contender here. That wouldn't surprise me.
And he's been running decent this year, too. On that second page that we were talking about, some of these longer odds, still great people. C. Bell, 11-1. Eric Jones, 11-1. Suarez McDowell, 14s. Chris Buescher, 16. Haley, 18. Burton in that Penske / Woods Brothers, 22. Cole Custer and a Stuart Haas car, 22. You know, we saw what Chase Briscoe did last week. Nobody was talking about him coming out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, Cole could do the same thing. Ty and Noah Gregson, 25-1. You know, Greg Biffle, 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Biffle's equipment is a little rough there. I would be a little nervous.
Right, but this isn't exactly the old days in the 16 yes. with Roush.
But the Ty Dillon and Noah Gregson, that's top-notch equipment right there at 25-1 for a top three. If you want to take that flyer, there are good numbers here mm-hmm. on some of these guys.
Michael McDowell, by the way, won Daytona last year, was seventh again this year for this time for the Great American Race in 2022. So wouldn't shock me. I mean, because when you look at some of these finish, I like consistency. But with this being such a different track this year, I'm going to ignore the 31st and the 27th because this is the type of race that McDowell team can absolutely be a contender.
Let's knock out the head-to-heads because some weeks the head-to-heads are fun, Wes. Mm-hmm. Some weeks Jeff and I get into these and have a lot of fun, spend a bunch of minutes. And then there's other weeks that we just say, hey, look, the Westgate has head-to-heads.
Yes.
And then you make it an echo chamber and you just go, okay. And these are from the Westgate and not a lot of fun here this week. I mean, there's not a single plus number on the board.
Yeah, and you can tell that the odds makers
don't
over
know
there
what to do.
At the Westgate, and Ed Sammons, who does great work over there, he's the one that sets the racing odds for that particular property.
It's hard.
You got a lot of even monies, basically a lot of like pick 'em type of games, because Ed Sammons, much like the rest of us, don't know how this racetrack is going to race.
None of us know. I can't tell you.
So sometimes when bookmakers do that, Brendan, and you'll see that with other sports too, not just limited to motorsports or NASCAR or whatever, when they're not sure, they're just going to put a number out there and like, okay, we don't know what side it's going to be. You make the call. You move the market and determine where it's going to go because they don't know.
Well, and NASCAR bettors don't really – some of them aren't as astute as like you're saying others. They don't realize why the lines change. They'll start with a minus 110, and they'll get flooded on one side and go, whoops.
Yeah.
And they'll quickly start adding money to the other side to try to entice the bet.
Yeah, they'll either fade the move or they'll follow the steam a little bit. And maybe you see that a little bit less in, like, motorsports betting than you would in, like, you know, now that we're in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And everybody in the book, somebody talks about this is the buzz team, and then everybody follows that.
So here – you know, the bods makers definitely, Ed, I love Ed, but he is definitely throwing this out there going, let's just put everybody at a minus 110 across the board.
You make it. I'm up to my eyeballs in college basketball right now.
Actually, that's exactly what this is. This is the, hey, it's a new track. Nobody knows what's happening. I got 68 games that are happening tomorrow.
Yes.
I got to put this on the board. Here, boys, have at it. So kind of like NASCAR. Here, boys, have at it.
Have at it, boys.
That was actually a great analogy saying Ed just went, This is NCAA week. I remember racing this week. They used to get so mad at me. It used to be Martinsville week, and I'd be in the car asking scores while the game was going.
How are the Hoyas doing?
That's what I was doing. They used to yell at me all the time.
You're asking that while they're saying clear.
All right, guys. When we come back, we'll get into the groups when we see you next in Gone Racing. Everybody, Gone Racing. Wes Reynolds filming for Jeff Motley. I'm Brendan Gaughan, and we are going to get into our groups off air. It's really funny, you know. And didn't you know she? My language sometimes is colorful, and I've actually had people say, "Rusty Wallace, my good friend Rusty, does his radio and TV."
Yes.
And everybody, if you know Rusty off the track, you wonder how in the world he is able to do television and not get fined. And Ann says that I can't be colorful. I said, "We're on cable, aren't we?"
But Rusty on the air is like the sweetheart of Sigma Chi, like totally straight and narrow there, you know. And then when you get him off the air, he is really Rusty.
It's fun. But anyway, I will not make the comments that I made off air, Miss Ann Goldstone, in her last episode with us, who won't put herself put on camera. Yeah, tear. What tear?
That is, man. I wish the best for Ann, though.
Ann is
who keeps this on the track. I'm the saddest. Karina,
she actually moved away and still does this for us. This is how much we love Karina.
Yes.
And Ann has been like the stalwart. We were going through producers like, you know, one a week for a while. They beat us in the league and we fire them. Ann doesn't beat us, so we love her to
you
stay
around.
You
were going through more producers around here than Gil Alexander.
Inside joke. Let's get into those groups here, shall we, Wes?
Yes.
Once again, my comment came that old Ed at the Westgate, which is where we get our groups from, I think he definitely phoned a little of this in this week with the NCAA tournament. Let's start with Group A. Ryan Blaney, 265. Joey Logano, 265. Kyle Larson, 265. Denny Hamlin, 290.
You know, when I was looking at this, I mean, you can make an argument for either any of these four because they're so elite, but I was looking, you know, how Denny has been doing this year. It's been a slow start for Denny Hamlin.
That's why he's the dog.
Yeah, and when I look at this, look, Denny Hamlin, obviously superlative at Daytona, one of the best in recent years, but you look at Hamlin's form right now, 37th to start the year, 15th, 32nd, and 13th. No top 10s for the 11th car this year, and that's just shocking because I always feel like that car driver combation is like the most consistent, really.
You know,
consistency is like their model, right? And, you know, so Denny Hamlin might be, if you're unsure, you may want to take some underdogs in this group. Now, Young Money, one of the favorites for a reason. He's going to be the favorite pretty much every week, but Denny Hamlin at 290 might be where I'd look here.
Well, and you go to the, once again, go to the Super Speedway stats. Denny Hamlin, 7 races, 10 top 10s. Ryan Blaney, 7 races, 10 top 10s. Or 10 races, 7 top 10s. So, I mean, the two guys they got right there, and to your point, Young Money, 7 races, only has 7 starts, only 2 top 10s. Not been notoriously really great on the Super Speedways lately. So, I mean, you got there Joey Logano, Only one top 10 in the last 10 super speedway races. So Denny Hamlin, this could be a great week for him to get off that Schneid.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, they ran really good. The Gibbs cars did at Daytona this year. So maybe this is the week you go into Group A, you pick a Denny Hamlin. It's a 290. You got Denny Hamlin as a dog in a group.
Right. You don't get that very often not very throughout often. The season.
Might as well take it. Let's jump into Group B, and it's got the same scenario going here. You got a Chase Elliott, 265. William Byron, 265. Kyle Busch, 265. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Harvick at 290.
Now, when we talk about the trends, obviously, when we ran down the Hotlanta graphic, and obviously you see Happy Harvick very much at the top there, but we said to kind of rip it up. But it's like, even though this is a different track, even though this is a different setup, do you rely more on experience in a race like this? And that's what I think maybe would speak to Kevin Harvick at least. And look, Stuart Haas won last week, albeit different track, but maybe some momentum for the team. But, it, you know, when in doubt, I think a lot of people are always going to go with Kyle Busch because the dude has won everywhere pretty much.
And the guy's great. What I look at Kyle Busch, though, is he does not like Daytona and Talladega.
No.
He doesn't like the super speedways.
No.
So every year we get the super speedways, me and Motley go, take a hold on old KB.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but same thing here. You got three guys at 265, one at 290. It's Kevin Harvick at 290. There is a crapshoot scenario here, right? There is a
Right.
This one's not quite as, you know, cut and dry as we're talking. Do you just start off right here, Wes, and say, you know what? Dog, start it off. It gets me the most money.
Yeah.
It's two units. I win 290 or 270, 290 and 290 on the two units if either one of them wins, and they're not terrible dogs.
Absolutely a good case for that. By the way, two Hendricks here at the top, Chase Elliott and William Byron. And I'm interested in your thought, being a driver, long time in the sport, still being obviously very connected. You have sources. You talk to all these drivers, team principals, crew chiefs, and whatnot. When you've got like one of these power teams, because the rule number one in auto racing is beat your teammate. I don't care if it's NASCAR, F1, IndyCar, NHRA, drag racing. When you look at the Hendrick dynamic, and you have, obviously, Young Money, Kyle Larson. You have Chase Elliott, William Byron, Alex Bowman. Is it as defined in NASCAR like it is in Formula One, where it's like, okay, Lewis Hamilton's the A driver for Mercedes and George Russell is the B driver?
No, it's not. And that's what I think people love about NASCAR way more than they love about Formula One.
Right.
And when you really look at that, Rick Hendrick has been the king mm-hmm. of these organizations. He had Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr. on a team all mm-hmm. at one time. He had Kyle Busch on that team at one point.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Rick Hendrick is the master at getting all these young kids to say, we're all the best, but you're going to be teammates.
And you want, like, the team harmony, but you want some competitiveness, too.
Look at Larson and Chase Elliott this year. They've already been in a beef a couple
yes.
times. But he doesn't let that boil into many weeks. It's you guys cannot get along all you want, mm-hmm. but you're going to get along in this race team.
Right.
So Rick Hendrick is the man at controlling those situations. I love that about Hendrick Motorsports. Speaking of Hendrick, let's go into Group C. Hendrick is the favorite right there with Alex Bowman at 270, Martin Truex Jr. at 270, Tyler Reddick at 270, and our most recent winner at 275. Mm-hmm. Not getting a lot of cheese here. This is a
tough group, really.
That's not a lot of room right there.
You look at, obviously, Chase Briscoe comes off a win. The pride and joy of Mitchell, Indiana, by the way. And his dad, Kevin Briscoe, is actually a short track legend at Tri-State Speedway. I'm sure you know all these tracks around
Indiana. I do
know
Tri-State, actually.
Out in Hopstead, Indiana, just about 15 minutes north of Evansville. So, good. I always root for an Indiana guy. If I don't have a favorite driver or a bet, I always root for the Indiana guy. Indiana, IVE, Indiana versus everybody. And Chase Briscoe from Mitchell, Indiana, gets his first win. And by the way, Chase Briscoe is third at Daytona to start the year.
That's
so
right.
To our point, super speedway track. Tyler Reddick, you look at that finish, and he raced better in that finish, didn't he? Didn't he get in a wreck?
Right at the end.
So that dropped him down. But he was in the mix, I think, in Daytona earlier this year. So not really a lot of value for me in this group necessarily.
You got there's no spread between them. You're just betting a pick'em right there at all a 270 return. The only one I could make an argument, once again, not been running good this year, Martin Truex Jr.,
mm-hmm.
been the weakest of that group. Tyler Reddick been running well. Alex Bowman won. Chase Briscoe won.
You know, that's interesting, too, about NASCAR betting, where it's like, do you kind of buy on the drift a little bit when you get a drift on some of these guys? Because we mentioned it with Denny Hamlin. You look at Martin Truex Jr., 13th in points right now. Obviously, it's so early in the season, but only one top 10 in four races. Do you often subscribe to that, okay, water's going to find its level, buy on the dip here, and that's when you come in on a guy?
But that's why I'll buy Denny Hamlin right now in Group A. Why I won't buy Martin Truex Jr. in Group C is he's a co-favorite.
Right.
There's no dip on him right there.
Right.
So no reason to buy him, but I would buy Denny Hamlin at that 290 on the dip. Absolutely. I do that all the time. Because when you see these trends,
the pressure gets to him, and it gets to these guys where it's like, man, we're just not running good, and we're better than this, you know?
Some step up in that situation, some don't, and I like to think that I know the difference in some of them.
Right.
Let's go to Group D here, another one of these groups that tough to throw it out here. Austin Cindric, 270, Brad K, 270, Eric Almirola, 270, and Bubba Wallace, 275. We've got two Fords, Chevy, and a Toyota. Tough to pick some of these.
Yeah, and obviously the co-favorite there, Cindric, is the Daytona 500
Absolutely.
Champion. Brad Keselowski, look, he's not a greenhorn on quote-unquote plate super speedways. And then Almirola and Wallace, some of their best results have been on
those
super
places.
Speedways. Bubba Wallace, of course, has won at Talladega. Almirola is kind of a guy like this week, not necessarily in the group, but this might be a guy I would look at potentially, you know, in terms of like top three or top five if you want to go with a little bit of a bomb. So this was a tough one for me as well.
Another thing, too. Normally I stay away from A and B this week. I like A and B. I don't like C and D.
Right.
Let's go into Group E then when we jump in there. And we got our Group E guys starting out with Seabell 270, Eric Jones 270, Daniel Suarez 270. Come on, Ed. Chris Buescher 275. Again, you have Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse running well. Eric Jones, Trackhouse running well. Chris Buescher, they ran good at Daytona and Talladega, the only race they've really run good till Phoenix. They had a decent run. Seabell, up and down. Another group that I look at and go, I don't know if I can differentiate these.
In terms of like when I was doing a preview for the season, Christopher Bell was kind of a guy, maybe not to the Larson level of last year, but Christopher Bell was a guy that I thought, you know, okay, he's going to win a race here in the first half of the season. He still might, that I thought was going to be kind of like a top 10, borderline top 10, top 12 in points, but they've gotten off to a really rough start this year. So I'm not ruling to throw him out yet. He's obviously in that 20 car. That's a really good team, but Christopher Bell is a guy that I'm expecting some results maybe are going to come towards the summer.
And they will. Trust me. The Joe Gibbs guys will get it going. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll finish up Group F. We'll get to our new prop bets that we have, which is where I'm going to be heavy in my bets this week. And we will give you our picks and tell you how we did last week when we return. Talk to you in a minute, guys.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Yeah.
Welcome back in, gang. Brendan gone, finishing up the last segment here with Wes Reynolds filling in for Jeff Motley. And Wes, we've worked our way through the oh-so-interesting group matchups this week.
Yes.
Almost like our head-to-heads normally, where it's not a lot of cheese to be gained inside those numbers. But we are in our last group, and it's Group F. And Group F, to me, has the most fun drivers to watch, at least. Noah Gregson, 270. Harris Burton, 270. Justin Haley, 270. Michael McDowell, 275. Once again, not a lot of differentiation in the numbers. We've seen that through all these.
Yeah.
Difficult week for the better, difficult week for these guys. If I'm going to make an argument, McDowell, most experience, 275 on the Super Speedway package. Hottest hand. No argument that Noah Gregson is the hottest hand. I'm biased. I mean, we all know I'm biased, right?
Right.
I could make the argument for Noah Gregson and say I'm going to take my guy, and I might. Or I just stay away from the whole group.
Now, let me ask you about this, because you as a driver have been in this position where, you know, you're in a transition or you're running like a part-time schedule for a team. And Noah Gregson is doing that. He's going to be running for Beard Motorsports. He's running for Colleague this week. But this is a guy that doesn't have a full-time cup ride, and obviously that is the goal. How do you race when you're in that situation? Do you just have to be super, you know, damn the torpedoes full speed ahead and race aggressive? Or do you get worried? It's like, well, I don't want to be known as a crasher or a guy that's going to like tear equipment
so,
up.
When I came in the sport, we tried to earn and gain a lot more respect. Nowadays, these kids don't really care about that as much.
Right.
You know, these guys come in now and they're like, the most dangerous guy is a guy like, I used to say this at the end of my career when I came to race for the Beards at Daytona and Talladega. Mm-hmm. I'm the most dangerous guy you got.
Right, because you're in it to win the race.
I'm
you don't give a damn. You don't give a damn about the points.
And I don't care about your point situation.
Yeah.
I'm not here every weekend.
It's like I'm not here next week, so
no.
You know, I'm not gonna be okay. I'm gonna race you real clean here if I got a chance for the win.
I was sitting behind this desk with Motley the last couple of years of my career doing that show going, hey, if you want a good friend, I'm a good friend. If you don't want a friend, I'm the guy you don't want to not be friends with.
Right.
And so Noah is in a situation where he still wants to get a career.
Yeah.
But listen, the way the kid races, if you've watched Noah, he doesn't really care.
No.
This boy goes out there and races. So I got Michael McDowell most experience, but I got the hot hand and the aggressive nature of Noah Gregson.
And he's a smack talker too, man. He's not bashful. I mean, he's not exactly, with all due respect, he's not exactly Matt Kenseth, who's gonna always give you like the nice PC answer, get in trouble.
That's not my boy
he
Noah.
He does not care about that.
Not my boy Noah. Let's get into the top, the last of our little picks we have here, the DraftKings. They have the top Chevy, the top Ford, and the top Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we know, there's only six Toyotas in the field, so always is lower numbers there. But the top Chevy, you got Larson is, of course, your favorite, 400, Chase Elliott, 5, Bowman, Byron, 6, Reddick, 7, Dylan, Chastain, 11s, Stenhouse, 13, Eric Jones, 15, Suarez, 20, Haley, 25, Gregson, 30, Ty Dillon, 30, and Biffle, 50. We've seen not the guys we thought all year winning this. Here's my thinking on this, though, on a bet-wise, Wes.
Yes.
I've got 5 units, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I take 3 units and just cover 3 guys in the... I take Kyle Larson because he is the best in the sport right now.
Yeah.
I take a Tyler Reddick and I take an Austin Dillon. 3 units. Any one of those, if I can get 3 shots out of that, I get a win no matter what.
Now, I know that this is not going to be like pure plate racing per se, but do you look at the Daytona data and kind of say, okay, who ran better, the Chevy or the Fords? It seems like the Chevy, they had horsepower in the qualifying, of course, all Hendrick front row, but it seemed like a lot of Fords up there near at the end.
Why on my computer screen are the stats from Daytona and Talladega? I think this is going to be more like that. I'm taking more effort into that, and I like the guys that ran good this year.
So you think the Fords are a little bit ahead right now on the Super Speedway package?
On the Super Speedway package, yes. And let's get into the pours now that we're talking about that. Ryan Blaney is your favorite Ford with 370, better than his return for a top three. Joey Logano, 400. Kevin Harvick, 5. Chase Briscoe, 7. Brad Austin at 8. Eric Almirola, 10. Michael McDowell, 15. Chris Buescher, 25. Burton and Custer at 30s. Todd Gillen, 40. Cody Ware, David Reagan, BJ and Josh Palicki, 100s. Same thing here. I could take 3 units, bet 3 guys,
yeah,
and end up with – a win no matter what, as long as I can get the right forwards, one of the right forwards.
Well, look, I talked about Almirola earlier, who would be one of the guys I would be looking if I had, like, you know, I'm throwing a couple lottery tickets, I'm betting a couple outrights. Almirola, who's like 25-1 for an outright, but 10-1 just to be the top forward. If you like him for the outright, then that would be one maybe you split a little bit, depending on your bankroll or how you move around your money in terms of NASCAR betting. Eric Almirola, I think, and I know that he was on our Oh My Lanta graphic and has never run well here, but
he runs great at these places.
This guy's so consistent this year to start off. I think his worst finish was, what, last week, and he was 12th.
Yep.
So he's been right in the mix, and I think that this is a guy that also has a little bit of something to prove. Moving to a different
car. And he's retiring at the end of the year. So
what are they going to do, fire me? You know, if you're retiring at the end of the year, he's not going to be bashful, especially in these super speedways. Races.
So I think I like the way you're looking there. Let's go to the top Toyotas. Only six of them. Denny Hamlin, 200. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex, 3. Bubba Wallace, 4. Kurt Busch, 5. And C. Bell at 11. You know, returns better than top threes for most of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good. I can't take the same theory with the Toyotas because much slimmer numbers. But once again, less guys to pick from. So easier to pick that group.
Yeah, and I was trying to see if I could find value. It's tough to kind of fade Denny or Kyle, or you know, maybe Kyle here, but it's really tough to fade Denny here because I think Denny's due for a really good one.
I can pick
one.
Denny at 290 and get a better return.
Exactly.
Because
I was thinking, okay, Bubba obviously has done very well on these super speedways. You know, Christopher Bell, I think, still learning a little bit, but he's going to. So I didn't really see a lot of value, at least from that standpoint. Yep.
All right, well, last week, of course, Wes didn't have picks last week, and last week was not a pretty week for some of us in the room. Jeff Motley got a win with Reddick in Group C. The pit crew, they got a win with Reddick in Group C. Also, I did bucked that trend, so I was the big loser of the week at the minus 5 points, which now puts me back in the loser category for the season behind everybody else. It's been a rough season with this new car for us on Gone Racing.
So who is the captain of the pit crew now with Ann?
Isaiah probably taking over.
Is it Von Wrinkle taking the reins here?
Ann's saying Isaiah is going to be the one that probably takes the reins on the pit crew picks.
So. The pit crew's got some knowledgeable NASCAR people, too, not only Ann and Karina, but Wyatt Tomczak, Isaiah Wrinkle.
They've got some
ringers down there, man.
They got some guys. So with that, it's time to get to our picks, and we have an extra pick this week with Wes. So we normally go worst to first, which I am your worst this week, so I can start off real fast because it was tough to pick this week. I went off of a couple theories. I jumped into Group A with Denny Hamlin and Group B with Kevin Harvick. Two dogs in the group, good returns on them.
Yes.
Only way I could do it. And then I like the numbers in the Ford group better than the Chevys. The Chevys have more stronger cars. The Fords, like you said, been running better on the super speedways. So I'm going 3 Fords for my last 3 picks. I'm going Joey Logano at 400, Austin Cindric at 800, and Eric Almirola at 10-1. Any one of those Fords win, I win money for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my shot right there. I take those. I'll get Jeff Motley's here because Mr. Motley, he sent me a text message with his.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice.
Always prepared.
Always prepared. Oh, and they got a graphic, too. See, he was such on time. They got a graphic. Motley's got Kurt Busch as a top 3 at 550. Ryan Blaney going against me in Group A. And going against me in Group B with William Byron. Austin Cindric, Group D. And Michael McDowell, Group F. We kind of talked about McDowell being the mm-hmm. most experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the Pit Crew's picks coming this week. They're going to the winner category. They're taking that long shot win with Kyle Larson, the favorite long shot, 10-1. Martin Truex Jr. at a top 3 at 450. Reddick in Group C at 270. Blaney the top forward. Larson, they've got a lot of eggs in that Larson basket at plus 400. So a lot of eggs in one basket there for the pit crew. They like to double up their bets, that Isaiah and Ann led pit crew. And then this week, West Winners, we got a guest picker this week. So
yeah, and I'm going to follow you on the first two. I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin in Group A and also Kevin Harvick in Group B. Look, when in doubt, maybe experience is going to matter. Happy Harvick's always good in Atlanta. I know this is a new setup, but Stuart Haas Racing got a win for the first time in a while. So, you know, good to see that. Maybe that's momentum for the team and puts the pressure there on the team captain. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go Eric Almirola, top 3 at 7-1. I think that he is absolutely going to be in mix for this race. And, you know, ignore the previous stats, I think, with Almirola. And then top 4, I'm going to also go with Kevin Harvick at 5-1.
Got it.
And then the top Chevrolet, we're going to go, man, we'll play it safe. We'll go Kyle Larson 4-1. you knew I had to have some young money in there. I'm like, okay, how can I play that and get the most bang for my buck?
He's been loving Kyle since we got in. Well, Wes, we got about 30 seconds left in the show. And what do we got going on for you this week? What are we seeing you on all over the place.
Basketball, March busy Madness time. Coverage, NCAA tournament. So I'm going to be primetime Thursday and Friday, all over the weekend coverage. So a lot of games going on, a lot of excitement here at the South Point and all over Las Vegas.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys this weekend for Wes filling in for Jeff. We appreciate that. Motley should be back next week with me. And then next week we'll have me and Jeff, and we'll break down how our crapshoot went at Atlanta. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.